Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, and with a clear sky and light winds overnight, temperatures drop back to chilly readings, and that's how we're starting the morning. A lot of places well down into the 40s, with some normally cooler spots even in the middle and upper 30s this morning. We'll have a nice rebound with abundant sunshine through the morning, temperatures climbing about 4 to 5 degrees each hour, and readings through the 50s and into the 60s and lower 70s by lunchtime. We'll continue to see readings climb with that same high pressure providing us with brilliant sunshine and low humidity throughout the afternoon, reaching highs on average in the middle 70s. Another clear, cool night tonight, perhaps not as chilly as this morning, with more upper 40s and lower 50s. And with that high pressure center dominating, even more sunshine and warmer temperatures tomorrow, highs reaching just about to the 80 degree mark. By Wednesday, some more humidity will start to creep in, and some clouds will begin to develop, mixing with the sunshine. Still, highs very warm in the upper 70s and lower 80s, but eventually we'll turn our attention to the south, where what's left of Irma could work its way toward us, mainly in the form of some scattered showers, or with some of the energy pushing in, a rumble of thunder. That'll happen on Thursday and Friday, with temperatures still in the upper 70s to around 80, and we still run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm into the beginning of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Hurricane Irma, located now about 35 miles east-southeast of Cedar Key, Florida, and also 60 miles north of Tampa. Irma is moving toward the north-northwest, now near 18 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Irma will move near the northeastern coast of the Florida Peninsula this morning, cross the eastern Florida panhandle into southern Georgia this afternoon, and move through the southwestern parts of Georgia and eastern Alabama tonight and tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional weakening is forecast, and Irma is expected to weaken to a tropical storm this morning and to a tropical depression by tomorrow afternoon. Irma has a very large wind field. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 60 miles, mainly to the west of the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 415 miles. The Mayport Naval Station near Jacksonville, Florida, recently reported sustained winds of 68 miles per hour and a wind gust of 87 miles per hour. Tropical storm warnings are in effect all the way to the Georgia-Tennessee border, including Atlanta and east to South Carolina near Charleston. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a northwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility and patchy fog, 46 degrees, otherwise skies are clear. The dew point 43, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.36 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s, Boston, sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 59, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.39 inches for the month, which is 1.38 inches above normal, and 34.19 inches for the year, which is 7.03 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 6 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 59, that's 38 above normal, and 78 for the season, which is 34 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 98, set in 1931, and the record low, 36, in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, pleasant today with low humidity and highs in the upper 70s. clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine and pleasant today with low humidity, highs in the mid-70s. Clear skies tonight with areas of fog developing, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warm, still with low humidity, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Wednesday. More humidity with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible near 80. A scattered shower or thunderstorm possible Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds and more humidity in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds dry on Sunday with highs near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.